We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting technically from the top of the Amud, Tanya Idach. We learned on yesterday's blot, there was a brisa that says, brings down two psukim when it comes to the halacha that a lady from one shevet cannot marry into another shevet because she's going to bring her Yerusha, her Nachla, from her shevet to another shevet. And there's two psukim. One pasuk says, and this is Bamidbar Lama Vav Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, it says, L'sisoiv Nachla Levnei Yisrael in Mata El Mata. You shouldn't transfer a Nachla from one Mata to another Mata. Ki Ishva Nachla's Mata Avayisiv Yidukub Nei Yisrael. Because each person should stick with his Shevet. That's one Pasuk. And Pasuk Tes says again, very similar, L'sisoiv Nachla in Mata El Mata Acher. Don't transfer a Nachla from one Mata to another Mata. Here's his Mata Acher. Ki ish b'nachlosa yidbeku matis b'nei Yisrael. Each person should stick with his shevet. So you have two psukim. So the Brisa on Kufi Beis says like this, that the pasuk that says loisis of nachlo b'nei Yisrael mata, which is pasuk Zayin, it's talking about how will the nachlo become transferred to another shevet. It'll happen through the child that's born from this marriage. That Isha from Shevet Asher marries from Shevet Reuven, and from the marriage they have a son. That son's from Shevet Reuven. It turns out the Isha is bringing a Nachla from Shevet Asher to Reuven. How? By being married to her son. That's what that pasuk is talking about. The other pasuk Tes, Loisisav Nachla Matla Matla Acher, is talking about Sibas Habal. That's how the Braisa on Daf Kufi Beis learns. And it's clear from the Braisa that the Braisa knows that pasuk Tes must be talking about a Baal. Because it says in the Braisa, Lesisav Nachla Levnei Yisrael, which is Pasuk Zayin, says it's talking about Pesivus HaBen. It's talking about where the son is Yerush. Because it maybe someone sees a Baal. It says, no, I have another Pasuk, a Pasuk Tes. That says, Lesisav Nachla Mata El Mata Acher. Harei Pesivus HaBaal Omer. So it must be, the other Pasuk is extra Pasuk, it must be Pesivus HaBen. And this, like, the response we got, these Braises hold that you don't have extra Lavin. So we don't have extra Lavin, like the Gemara said before, yesterday's blot, that extra Lavin. We don't have extra Lavin, this Tana holds. It's not extra lavin. And therefore, you have to put in something else. But this Tana on Daf Kofi Beis and Beis held, Pasuk Tes is Pasuk talking about a Baal. The Pasuk, you left Pasuk Zayin talking about Ben. The Braisa here, it takes the opposite approach. Kofi Gimel. Comes at the same thing, but it's the opposite approach. Tanya Idach, Loisi Serv Nach Lomi Matel Matacha, which is Pasuk Tes. The Braisa says, talking about Besivus HaBaal Kasuv Dabra. Now, how do I know that? Atayim Besivus HaBaal. Does it mean that she's going to transfer it by giving it to her husband, being married to her husband? Or maybe somewhere where she's going to transfer it to her son when she dies? When it says, B'pasik Zayin, that's the one Sibas HaBen. So, it must be talking about B'sibas HaBal. Now this Braisa assumes the Braisa knows that Pasuk Zayin is talking about the Ben. And therefore it says, well, what's Pasuk Tes for? It must be Pasuk Tes is for Sibas HaBaal. Sibas HaBaal means that the son is Yerush the mother, and Sibas HaBaal means the husband is Yerush the both of them are not first in Pesukim, by the way. Both those type of Yerushas are not first in the Pesukim. So the Shaila is, you know, what are we talking about? So the Pasuk Zayin, this price of them, the Pasuk Zayin knows talking about the Ben. So Dr. Ashbam, how did he know? How did he know? So here we have an explanation. Because he says, who's closer to a mother, a son or a husband? A son is more of a Karev. It's a son. So when you have the first Pasuk, I assume my first Hashkofer Hashayin is talking about a Ben. Now if extra Pasuk talking about a Baal, that's why this price is pretty good. So now the Gemara is going to go and try to explain the first, really, according to the Rishpam, next Gemara is really try to explain the first Braisa. Why the first Braisa assume that Pasuk Tes, I know, is talking about the Baal? How do you know that? Zok the Gemara. Kulei Amar Mias, Mimata Lamata Acher, Besibis HaBaal Kasuv Davar. Which is Pasuk Tes, is for sure talking about Besibis HaBaal. Both those Braisas agree. But the Rishpam like explains that the Gemara asks, like, my mashma, it's really only a kasha on the first Braisa. If you look at the Rishpam, my mashma, read it inside. My mashma, tana kama kaboyle. The Bishlam of the Braisa, Besraisa, the second Braisa, kra kama, svirle, besivisa ben, shum, the kar, li, mitve. It's more close to the mother, mi baal. More close than the baal. So, ayayse, mata, mata, acha, sivisa baal. But this Tana Kama holds that we don't it's not pshat that he learns that the Ben is close to the Vart. We know Pasuk Tes is Sibas HaBaal. How do we know that? Where do we see in Pasuk Tes Sibas HaBaal? I'll read Pasuk Tes again. Pasuk says, "Vayisisoiv nachlo mimata lamata acher ki ish benachlosa yidbeku matas bnei Yisrael." So Boris Kasha is my master. Where do you see in Pasuk Tes anything about a husband being Yerush? So Gemara says like this. We're skipping the word simon on purpose. Zot the Gemara. Omar Rabba bar Rav Shila Omar Kro. Ish. It says in the Pasuk, Tes, Le'sisev nachla mat l'mat ache, ki ish v'nachlas yidbak, says ish, we know, ish usually means a husband. Because we know the Pasuk says ish nami in Rus. So ish means a husband. So we're darshaning that ish v'nachlas yidbak means that the husband should stick with the nachla. So you see, the husband is the one who's being Yerush. That's the raya. So, Freitag Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? Tavayu ish ksube. Look at the Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin also says ish. It says, Lisisev nachlo of Bnei Yisrael, mata el mata, ki ish v'nachlas mata v'savayis, v'itvuku Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin says ish also. What kind of drosh is that? So, Freitag Gemara, let's read in Tavayu. Makro ish. Freitag Gemara, Tavayu ish ksube. Both say ish. Freitag Rashbam, what do you mean? The one who said, Rav Ashila said ish. He didn't know Chumash? He knew Chumash very well. He could just look at the Pasuk. It's Zilka Rav. He said ish. He didn't know ish. Zok the Rashbam, of course he knew it. Of course he knew both. He knew both psukim, but he was saying like this: that this pasuk ish is mashma baal. Could it say ish? So I, why is the Rishon say ish? He says I thought that was for stam drasha. That was for stam drasha. I knew it said ish in the pasuk zayin, but I thought that was stam for different drasha. I got pasuk test, which is the second pasuk actually. I got pasuk test that says ish, which means baal. The first pasuk is ish also. So what's the kasha back? Kasha back is how do you know the second one is baal, not the first one? That's the kasha. The response says, "Well, my rosh she achron dafka of a kamel drasha, adra of a kamel gufei, and second drasha." That's the Gemara's kasha. Not that he didn't know the word ish. So we try another raya that's talking about a baal. And we're not going to yitzchak makro yidbeku. It says in the pasuk test yidbeku matas bnei Yisrael. Now, Yidbeku is Loshon of Davak Be'ishtai, so it's Loshon of a husband. Look at Pasuk Zayin. It also says, Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. It says, Ki ish benachas matas matei avos of Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael. So it says also Yidbeku, so it doesn't work either. Elamarava, and this is the pshat, that's a good pshat, Elamarava, Amakro, Yidbeku matas. The Loshon is different. The Pasuk test says, Ki ish v'nachlosa yidbeku matos bnei Yisrael. The next one says, ish v'nachlosa matos avos yidbeku bnei Yisrael. The first part says, yidbeku matos. The word yidbeku is next to the word matos, saying that I am attaching two matos. How do I attach two matos? By getting married with a baal. So that's why we know, pasuk tes when a baal, because it's lashon yidbeku matos. That's one pshat. Rav Ashi ama kro, mi mate lamate acher, u ben lav acherhu. Pasuk and Pasuk Tes says, "Lisisayv nachlo mata lamata acher," and mata acher does not, when yours to your mother's to your son, that's not called a different shevet than you. Even though technically it is, but since your son is part of you, it's you don't call it an acher, and therefore that pasuk can't be talking about being merged to your ben. That wouldn't be called I'm transferring the nachlo from one mata to another mata. I'm transferring to my son. My son, my Isha son is gebra kara de ime. Yerush Karad Ime is Lashon of the Rashbam. He's a part of the mother. And therefore, the Lashon Acher, must be talking about a Baal, that's someone else. And therefore, we know, Pasuk Tes talking about a Baal, according to that Braisa, and then in the process of elimination, Pasuk Zion is talking about a Ben. So the bottom line is, what comes up in this Sug is, do we have two Psukim of L'Sisav Nachlo? One is talking about Sibas HaBen, which means that the daughter will be married to the son. The other one's talking about Sibas HaBaal, which means the lady will be married to her husband. And we had the Pasuk Tes talking about a husband, the Pasuk Zayin talking about a Ben, and just the Shalev is if there's Mashmoyis or not. So the Machlekes two brides are Mashmoyis, Darshim, Ika Benayim. So Zok Tumar Vayta more about Yerushas Habal, that the husband's Yerush his wife. Omar Rav Yanai, Omar Rebbe. Some say Rav Shem Karcha. Benayim Labal, She'ina Noitel, Beroyu Kuv Mochsek. Now, there's a big yisoid when it comes to Yerusha. We never spoke this out yet. But the way it works is, first of all, that if we have the order, we have the whole order of the Yerusha, of the Yershin, the Ben, the Bas, the father, the brother. Now, we said if there's no Ben, it goes to the Bas. Let's say there's no Ben, but the Ben left over offspring. What's the halacha? The offspring gets it. The son gets it. It's part of the Ben. Same thing with the Bas. Before you go to the father, you see the Bas has children. So you always go with like the Yerush. So that's really cool. So it means that really they would collect beroyu. Beroyu means that if that person dies, but that person was supposed to be getting the Yerusha will go to the next generation. What about with a husband? A husband is married to a lady, okay? A husband is married to Rachel. Rachel's father is very wealthy, and she's a bas yechida. And Rachel dies prematurely before her father. Unfortunately, she dies before her father. Then the father dies. So now Rachel left over a yerush. She left over a husband. If she left over a son, also she left over a yerush. But the father always goes for the son, we said. A father goes for the son. The husband goes for a son. So let's say the husband wouldn't get it, so then it would go to the Rachel's son, because he is b'makom the mother. But the husband's first, so maybe the husband's b'makom the mother. So who would get the husband, the wife? So who would get this Yerusha now? The husband, Rachel's husband, will call Yaakov. Will Yaakov get it? Or the son, Reuven, will get it? Will Yaakov get it, which is the husband, or Reuven will get it? Who will get it? So the Gemara says over here this. The husband only gets Yerusha's wife, what his wife has, b'shas he dies. But something she does not have, b'shas she dies, he does not get. That's what we're going to bring a raya from Psukim. So before we bring a raya from Psukim, I'll tell you the lamdas. What's the lamdas taka? Why we say that a husband does not get it? Teretz is because a husband's not really a karav. Husband's not a karav. His whole Yerusha comes nemtzich from the din of being a husband. Once his wife dies, he's not a husband anymore. His wife's not alive. So therefore, he has no right for the Yerusha anymore. He's not called a offspring. He's not really a Yerush. He's a She'er. If there's no She'er, he doesn't get it. That's why it doesn't get right. That's the lamda shabbat. But we learned that from psukim in the Nach that we brought down before that we have this psukim. So it says, how do we know? Shadam, it says in the pasuk, Uskuv hailed as Yair. Skuv had a child, his name was Yair. By Yiloi, Yair had Esther and Shalish Aram by Eretz Agilad. He had 23 cities in Eretz Agilad. So the Gemara asks, Menayel, and it's Mavuyah that Yair had not Skuv. Now, where did Yair get these places? Menayel Yair slow hailed as Skuv. Where did Yair get something that Skuv didn't have? How is it possible? El Molam, it must be like this. Shanoso Skuv Isha. Skuv married Isha, a wealthy Isha, well, a potentially wealthy Isha. Her father was wealthy. Umeisa v'chaye Merisheha, and she died in the lifetime of her father. Umeisu Merisheha, then the father died, the grandfather died. And who was Yerisha? The Yerisha Yair. And Yair was Yerisha. So that's where Yair got the money from. So it must be that it goes to Yair, not to Skuv, or Skuv's wife. And still, Yair got the Yerusha. And we'll see if he has kash made always learn the Pesukim, but that's what the Gemara says, that's the Raya.
He had other ways, really.
What?
We had other ways, right.
So the Gemara's going to ask one of them, yeah. And another Pasuk, V'alozah ben Aaron Mace, Alozah ben Aaron died, and where was he buried? V'yikberu, he was buried, V'yikberu Oysoi, V'givas Pinchas Benoi, Ashenos Noi V'har Ephraim. So the Gemara says, V'nayla Pinchas Shlohoi L'alozah, would a Pinchas have something Alozah didn't have? Melamid, Shenos Alozah Isha. Elazar married Isha, Umeisa, B'chayim Marisha, and she died in the lifetime of her Marishim, Umeisa Marisha, then her father died, the Yarsha, Pinchas, and Pinchas was Yarsha. So again, you see the same idea that where did they get it from? It must be that they go first before the husband. So, Zaytumar, Maiva Imer, why do you need two psukim? V'chi, Teima, Yar, Davinosiv, Itzisa, that Yar is not right, like it was one of the Chuyim we said. Before, we said it the other way, but the chitema, it's not right, Yair, Davinosiv, Itzitza, was Yair's wife, not Skuv, the father's wife. Yair had a wife, and Yair was Yair's his wife. That's a pshat. The chitema, Yair, Davinosiv, Itzitza, Umeisa, V'yarsha. Maybe it's not Raya, Tamaloyma, V'arloza, Ben Aray, Meis. And this man, the one holds, why is it saying another pasuk? It must be to teach us that it was from the mother. Maybe no, we had his dicha before. Maybe the way Pichas got it was from a Sadeh Cherim. And Elazar got his Sadeh Cherim, and Pichas got his Chaluka of Sadeh Cherim. Those are Sadehs that either Yisrael says a certain property is Cherim, I'm making a Cherim on it, then it goes to the Kahanim, or it means things that go back from Yovel after Hekdesh. So that's where you got it from. So Makra, no, the Pasuk says Loshon, there's two Pshatim, I'll say the Ben Chanan's Pshat first. Makra, Benoi, Nachla, Ruyaloi, B'yarsha, Benoi. So the way the Ben Chanan learns his drasha is that it says the extra word Benoi. We know Pinchas is Elazar's son. You don't have to tell me, by equal voice, give us Pinchas Benoi. We know Pinchas is a son. Stam Pinchas would be a son. If it was someone different, Pinchas, it would say Pinchas ben Yair. We know which Pinchas it was. It was Pinchas ben Yair. Why is it ben Yair? Teretz is that ben Yair is a mi'at. Samashma, they had a din Torah, was going to be either the ben Yair get Yerusha or him. And we said, no, ben Yair gets it. So it must be, what was the story? It wasn't a story of Haram, because there wouldn't be a choice. Haram, there's a chalukah. It goes to each person's, I have no shaykh, it's your chalukah. So Teretz is ben Yair meant, it was a shayla, who to give it to? The husband or to the son? Because it was the wife that died. It was Pinchas' mother that died, lost his wife. And we said, no, it goes to the Benoy. So that's the Raya, that you don't collect Beroy. You don't collect Beroy. That's what he says. That's the Raya. You don't collect Beroy. Now, the Mashah asks, so why don't we... obviously before, the Man Yama before, didn't hold of this Drasha of Benoy. Because before, we didn't Zed Zayn to Drasha like that. Here we dash the word Benoy, and therefore we only can Zed Zayn, but not class... Eishes Elazar. It's the only way you could do it. Because before the Gemara had a tzad, the Abnasav Pinchas Isha. We had the Gemara for. So obviously they weren't darshing the word Benoy. That's what Shah speaks out. This man, hold, he darshed the word Benoy to say it was an argument. Elazar, oh, and the Paschid, it goes to Benoy. That's the response, Rabbi Echanal's pshat in the tithes from Benoy. The response, first pshat, is a little different pshat, that the Lashon says, Nitin loy bahara frayim, Asher nitin loy bahara frayim, and the Apostle sounds like there was a din Torah about it. That's where the drosh is from. That's the response, first pshat. Sounds like, the response says, Asher nitin loy bahara frayim, kadaik, the mash bol a din. Elazar or Pinchas, a isi gerusha zu. They came to Hara frayim to make a din, and it was given. Huh?
As you went through the woods, the Gemara, Rekha Benachla.
Huh? Oh, right. That's a very good point. They said the Rashbam didn't have our Girsa. And here, this is the Girsa we have. It goes like the Rashbam. So that's the bottom line. We're coming out that a Baal is not neutral, but royu ke muksik. And if his wife dies, he loses his chance to get the Yerusha. We learned that from a Pasuk. And the Ben gets it. The Ben is Yerush, his grandfather, because he goes through his mother, because that's considered like a Bas. A Bas, it says ain't like Bas because you don't have a Bas or any offspring from the Bas. And that's the local mice. You get it from the child, you get it, not the husband. And we said the lom this is because there it's al sha'eroi, not al sha'kurva. And that's why the husband's worse off than the Ben. Even though the husband's usually for the Ben, here he's worse off.